Welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast with Ryan Cote, where we feature casual conversations with entrepreneurs about personal development and growth.
Hey, Catherine. Welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. How are you?
Hi there, Ryan. I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to join you. I'm delighted to be here with you.
Yeah, we were just talking pre-recording, and I know you're very much into morning routines and nighttime routines and habits. So I definitely want to talk to you about that. But first, let's introduce you to my audience, you know, who you are, what you do for a living, and then maybe one of your hobbies.
So basically, my purpose is really around helping people become the best version of themselves. And that really focuses in on health and well-being. I'm an RN, functional medicine coach, and an entrepreneur. I'm also a mom of a grown daughter and two Australian shepherds. In terms of hobbies, I really enjoy painting, fiber arts, spending time out in nature, doing all kinds of things. I like gardening and cooking and herb making. I make homemade herbal salves and tinctures and all of that from wild-crafted plants. So those are the things that I'm passionate about.
Yeah, got some nice creative hobbies. Must be a nice outlet for relaxing activity, right? The painting?
Yes. And the outdoors is, I think, great for that. Creative outlets and connection with the outdoors, I feel, is so important. It just taps us in on another level that brings joy and contentment that's really important for us.
It's very nourishing. Yeah, I absolutely agree. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, let's talk about how you start your mornings. I know you said you have a nighttime routine too. I like to talk about habits in this show. So maybe we'll just, let's start off with your morning routine and then we can get to your nighttime routine later. What does your morning look like?
So my morning routine usually starts with making a big pot of homemade chai tea. And I use all kinds of herbs and spices in my tea along with black tea and green tea. Just all those polyphenols that are so good for the body. And I also start with some protein in the morning as well. And then I get outside with my dogs. Again, that connection with nature out in the morning to just see the plants and the sky and what's happening within the weather patterns. All of that is so vitalizing. There's so much being written now around our circadian rhythms, and people are having a lot of problems with sleep. And one of the recommendations is to get 15 minutes of good sunlight in the morning. And as the light hits the retina of the eye and into the nervous system, it helps to set the circadian rhythms for the day. So I spend time outside, and then I come in and I do about 20, 30 minutes of exercise, usually yoga, some melt, and then I do my morning meditation. I work a lot with my clients around meditation because I think it's, again, such an anchoring point in the day in which connecting with the inner self, connecting with what's sacred to us, however we define that to be, and then setting our morning intentions. A lot of people get confused about the distinction between intentions and goals, but goals are those things that we want to achieve in the day or long-term for that matter. We also have those short-term goals, which are our to-do list of the day. But intentions are the why. They're the emotional drivers for why we want to achieve those. And when we're off just doing goals without thinking about our intentions, those goals can feel empty. And sometimes it's hard for us to really want to achieve them. Our motivation can really wane if we're really not connected to the goals. So setting intentions just brings another level of awareness and I think a deeper meaning to what it is we want to achieve in our day. The other aspect to this is I really find that having a morning routine anchors me, and that by having a morning routine inspires my creativity and nourishes me to really be able to move into my day. It better helps with any kind of chaos or pop-ups, which we all have that during the day, right? We have those things that come along, the bumps that come along with life. And it just helps you move through those things more easily if you kind of got yourself set for the day, I think.
Can you give me an example of an intention? I don't think we've spoken about that yet on this podcast. So an example might help cement it in the minds of my audience.
Sure. You know, I might have an intention to say I have an email list, I have a blog to write, I have a program to put together, whatever my to-do list is for the day. I've got these items on my list that I want to accomplish. The intention underneath that might be, I want to be able to write with ease today. I want to be able to finish my work with a sense of accomplishment and feel successful at the end of the day. Those are just some examples of sort of the underlying drivers of, it's more the emotional aspect of what brings meaning to those goals. And I think when I work with people, say they want to lose weight, their doctor tells them that they want to lose what they have to lose 20 pounds. And you start asking them about what that means for them. And it boils down to feeling more confident. Maybe they want to look better, feel better in their clothes, feel more satisfied with their bodies and how they feel in their bodies. Those intentions are so vital in terms of motivating people to carry through the actions that they need to do in order to get to that goal.
You seem like a very upbeat, positive person. What fuels that? Like, how do you keep that happiness or fulfillment, whatever you want to call it? How do you fuel that for yourself personally?
I have a lot of different pieces that bring that together. And again, I really utilize my creative outlets to help fuel my joy. Julia Cameron talks about taking time once a week for an artist date, which is just a date that you have for yourself for the purpose of creativity and creative expression. And I find that when I create space like that for myself, and really delve into some, even if it's something really benign, like just a nice walk through the woods and connecting with, you know, looking at the beauty of the river or the mountains, that just, it fuels me. It brings me greater levels of contentment, particularly when I'm painting. Oh my heavens, I lose track of time and I'm just in my mode. It really brings me a lot of joy.
So it sounds like the creative outlets. And I guess this question really, it's a personalized to the person. You know, we get to find out what makes you happy. And I think we can say that maybe being outdoors, getting sun, that's probably good for anyone, but you need to find out. I think what you said about the painting is interesting. Like, you feel like you get lost in it. So I think everyone needs to find, what is that activity where you lose track of time? And I'm not the first person, you know, that's been said before, but it just made me think of it. You need to find out what the activity is that you get lost in doing. And that's sort of like your happy zone. Would you agree with that? Or?
Oh, absolutely. And everybody's different in terms of what that piece is, right? That's the golden stone within. And it's unique to every individual. And it is. It's a discovery process in terms of what brings you to that place where you just lose yourself in the activity, you lose yourself in time, and it just takes you down. It just takes you off into your explorations, either within or without, whatever that might be, but it can be very rich and very nourishing.
Let's go to the business side. I know you have a new company. What gave you the courage and the confidence to take action on that? A lot of people want to start a business, but you know, fear is natural and sometimes fear wins, but you took action. What gave you the confidence and the courage to do that?
You know, Ryan, I've been interested in having my own business for a long time. And what really kicked it off for me was COVID, to be quite frank. When COVID hit, there were so many people scrambling and so afraid about their health. And witnessing that, really, it really gave me the kickstart, basically, to say, all right, I've got to get my work out here. People are needing this. People need information. They need support. They need to know how to take control of their health and move forward with that in a way that really works for them, not just doctor's orders, but really to learn how to apply that within their own lives, within their own routine, what's important to them, really for their own unique needs. And that is really what inspired me to move forward with it.
So it sounds like you have a real passion for this and the mission, that you're passionate about the mission, and that overcame the fear or the anxiety over it. Sounds like that's what you're saying.
Yeah, it really did. It, you know, sometimes when you see a need out there that you know that you have to meet, everything else just falls away to the wayside and you just go. And that was the case here. By the same token, you know, the other aspect, I have two facets to my work. The other aspect of my work is really around supporting new integrative practices and moving forward with their practices so that they can do what they need to do efficiently and effectively. And a lot of practitioners are now moving away from the conventional medical model and really trying to make it a go again, creating their own businesses in this arena. So my work is also around supporting those practices and being efficient and effective and doing what they do.
Let's end this conversation. And you've given us a lot of great feedback and advice and just things to think about. But I want to end with your nighttime routine, because it's not something we talk about a lot here. We've had a few guests talk about their nighttime routine, but I'd love to hear about how you end your night.
Sure. You know, there's been a fair amount written now around creating a buffer zone at the end of the day between your day and your sleep. And what we're seeing is a lot of people really struggling with being able to sleep, whether they're having trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. A lot of people wake up around 3-4 in the morning and they're not able to go back to sleep. So creating this buffer is really important. And I take time. First of all, I get off screens. I have a deadline that I'm not allowed on the screens after 7:30 p.m., you know, no matter what I'm doing. And then I take time to really decompress. I get my dogs out for an evening stroll. I shower at night. And then I take quiet time in my room with some herbal teas and I read for a while. And nothing intense, but that really, I read things that are very inspiring to me and also trigger maybe some thoughts of gratitude for the day to really quiet things down so that I'm able to sleep.
I guess it works. You have no problem falling asleep?
Yeah, I fall asleep really easily. And, you know, like anyone, if I've got too much on my mind from the day, it'll kick up around 2-3 in the morning. But most often, just by quieting things down. And sometimes, you know, if I feel like I do have a lot on my mind at the end of the day, I'll write for a bit just to discharge some of those thoughts on paper. It's almost like cleaning out the mind in order to really be able to sleep, which can be very helpful.
Well, thanks again, Catherine. This was really great. I really enjoyed speaking with you on the show. If someone wants to connect with you and learn more, what's the best website we can send them to?
You can find me at willowscc.com. That's willowscc.com.
Perfect. Thanks, Catherine.
It's been great to be here with you, Ryan. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. Please subscribe and review. And don't forget to visit us at morningupgrade.com for more content.